Former Afghan asylum seekers have expressed their shock and devastation about the events of the last 24 hours. The UNHCR says it comes at a time of much higher refugee numbers right around the world. Michael Vincent reports.
Ahmed Reza Wakil is an Afghan asylum seeker who arrived by boat on Ashmore Reef 10 years ago. He's followed every other arrival closely, and he says he was initially relieved that yesterday's boat was intercepted.
The first word came out of my mouth was, thanks God they survived.
But later in the day, when he heard about the explosion on board, he rang his wife to tell her.
She couldn't speak on the other end of the telephone, and she said, you know, like, what is this? You know, people finally got somewhere to live a free life, and at the end of the day, this happened, and she was questioning me how it happened, and I was trying to explain it to her, and it's really hard. It's really devastating.
Asylum seekers have been coming to Australia by boat for decades. The United Nations Human Rights Commission for Refugees says there's been a dramatic increase in the numbers of people seeking asylum around the world in the past 2 years. Countries in Europe received close to 290,000 claims. In North America, there were 86,000 new asylum claims last year. Tim Irwin is a spokesman for the UNHCR in Washington, D.C.
Between 2007 and 2008, there was a 12% jump in individuals making asylum claims to industrialized countries, and that figure comes out at around 380,000 individuals making asylum claims around the world. And if we look at where these people are coming from, they're nearly all countries in conflict.
And Australia is in a similar situation. Professor of Public Law at Sydney University, Mary Crock, has been studying asylum seekers since 1985. She says the last three boat arrivals in Australia were from Sri Lanka, Iraq, and now Afghanistan.
It's happening because of particular events that make it too dangerous for them to stay where they are.
Is that why you believe they don't go to refugee camps and apply to come to Australia through the UN and other bodies?
Absolutely. I mean, there are no refugee camps to go to in many of these places. There simply aren't.
Human rights group Amnesty International has described the politicking of the past 24 hours as unfortunate. Refugee coordinator Dr. Graham Tom.
Well, I think we have to remember this is a tragedy, and it's a human tragedy. You know, they've seen violence, they've seen death, they've seen family members killed. You know, they are so desperate that they will put their lives in the hands of people smugglers, and it's ended in death in a really horrible way.
What do you hope happens now to these people?
Well, I think we need to show a little bit of humanity, and we need to look at their cases in a way that gives them a little bit of dignity. And hopefully, you know, if they are in need of protection, we provide them with the protection they deserve.
Amnesty International, Australia's refugee coordinator, Dr. Graham Tom, with that report from Michael Vincent.